Hello everyone, welcome to Auntie Mimi's Story House. I'm Auntie Mimi.
I'm Apple Cat.
It's our story time. 各位大小朋友大家好，欢迎来到咪咪姨的英文故事屋。我是咪咪姨。
我是苹果凯特。
欢迎和我们一起听好听的故事，还可以学英文哦。
Yeah!
Hi, Apple Cat. Do you trust someone who's always telling a lie?
No, I don't, Mom.
Alright. The story Auntie Mimi is going to tell today is The Boy Who Cried Wolf. It is a very well-known story from Aesop Fables.This story is about a naughty boy who liked to trick others.
今天咪咪要说的是大家很熟悉的一个故事，那就是放羊的孩子。这是一个很有名的伊索寓言的故事。故事里面有一个非常调皮的男孩，他总是喜欢骗人。
Let's see what happened to him.
我们一起来看看他会发生什么事吧。
Ready, steady, here we go.
The boy who cried wolf.
放羊的孩子，狼来了。Cry wolf 在这边是指狼来了，喊叫狼来了的意思，不是哭狼哦。而这个语词也因为这个故事有了新的含义。等一下，故事的最后，咪咪姨会告诉大家哦。
Once upon a time, there lived a shepherd boy who took care of the sheep in the village. One day, he got very bored.
Oh.I am so bored.
He had an idea.
我们先看到这边 Shepherd 就是牧羊人 S-H-E-P-H-E-R-D
Shepherd boy
后面加一个 boy B-O-Y 男孩就是牧童的意思
Took care 就是 take care
照顾牧童就是在照顾羊羊叫做 sheep 这边是指绵羊
S-H-E-E-P, sheep.
A village, V-I-L-L-A-G-E, 是指村庄。
Bored, B-O-R-E-D,
是指无聊。Got bored, 感到无聊。有一天他感到很无聊。
One day he got very bored.
Idea, 我们之前学过,记得吗?
I-D-E-A,
是指点子。
Had an idea, 就是 have an idea,
有点子。很久很久以前，有一位牧童，他在村庄里面看顾羊。有一天，他觉得好无聊，他说，我好无聊哦。结果他想出了一个点子。
He ran over the edge of the hill and started shouting,
Wolf! Wolf! The wolf is chasing the sheep!
Ran over the edge of the hill,
就是跑到山丘的边缘。
Ran 就是 run,
run over 就是跑过去。Edge 是边缘 ,hill 是小山丘。
He ran over the edge of the hill and started shouting.
Shouting 是指大声叫
,S-H-O-U-T-I-N-G。
Start 是指开始
,S-T-A-R-T,
start shouting.开始大声的喊叫，叫说：“狼来了，狼来了，狼在追我的羊啊！”追这个字是 chase，C-H-A-S-E 是追、追赶的意思。
The villagers dropped their work and rushed to help the boy.
Where's the wolf? They asked.
I'm just kidding.
The villagers were cross.
It was naughty to cry wolf.If there was no wolf, they blamed the boy and laughed.
Villager,
V-I-L-L-A-G-E-R, 是指村民。Village, 村庄。村庄加上 E-R, 表示村子的人，也就是村民。Drop, 是丢下。
D-R-O-P,
是指丢下停止工作。
Drop their work,
停止他们的工作。跑去帮这个男孩。冲过去跑过去叫做 rush
R-U-S-H
也可以用 run 这个字而 help
H-E-L-P
是指帮忙 kidding 指开玩笑
K-I-D-D-I-N-G
我们常听到说 just kidding 只是在开玩笑 cross
C-R-O-S-S
是指生气这个字有交叉的意思 另外也有十字架的意思，他们丢下手边的工作来帮助 the shepherd boy， 但是竟然被骗了，所以 they were cross， 他们很生气。 naughty 就是顽皮的， N-A-U-G-H-T-Y 是指顽皮的 naughty。 cry 是大喊大叫的意思， C-R-Y 就是我们这个故事的主题 cry wolf。 而 blame B-L-A-M-E 是指责骂，村民很生气，所以就 blame the boy， 村民丢下了手边的工作来帮助这个男孩，竟然被骗了。他们就说野狼在哪里呢？没想到男孩说 just kidding， I'm just kidding， 还大笑。所以呢村民很生气，就跟这个男孩说没有狼的时候说狼来了这样很调皮，他们责骂了他就离开了。Left 就是 leave， 离开的意思。 The shepherd boy had so much fun playing the wolf trick. A few days later, he ran over the edge of the hill and started shouting,
Wolf! Wolf! The wolf is chasing the sheep!
He shouted again. The villagers dropped their work and rushed to help the boy.
Where's the wolf?
Ha 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 ha!
I tricked you again! The boy laughed.
Didn't we tell you don't play the trick on us anymore?
The people were even more furious this time when they left. Had 就是 have 的意思， had fun 就是 have fun， 好玩。这个牧童觉得玩狼来了骗人的游戏很好玩，所以 a few days later 几天后，他又再次的跑到小山丘的边边，叫着狼来了，狼来了，狼在追着羊群。结果呢 the villagers dropped their work and rushed to help the boy again. 村民又再度的放下手边的工作，连忙的冲来要帮助这个男童。结果有看到狼吗？没有。这个男孩还笑着， the boy laughed.L-A-U-G-H 是大笑的意思，有点是在嘲笑这些村民又被他骗了。 I tricked you again， 这边的 trick 就是欺骗的意思。紧接着在十月底的万圣节 Halloween， 这是小朋友很熟悉的一个节日，经常说的一句话就是 trick or treat， 意思就是不给糖就捣蛋。 trick是欺骗或是恶作剧的意思， A treat 在这边是指糖果或是饼干等小点心，所以 Halloween 常常会听到这句话 Trick or treat。 More 就是指越来越怎么样，更加的怎么样。 Furious 生气， F-U-R-I-O-U-S 跟 angry 还有刚学的 cross 都是一样，生气的意思。骗了两次结果会发生什么事情呢？Then one day, a big bad wolf did appear.
Help! Help! There is a wolf! Really, there is a wolf!
The boy shouted again.
There he goes again. That's ridiculous, the villagers said.
This time, no one came to help the shepherd boy. It was at that time the wolf ate all the sheep.
Oh no, my poor sheep!
He cried. Appear, A-P-P-E-A-R 就是出现，之前有学过哦。 Did appear 加一个 did， D-I-D 就表示是加强语气，狼真的出现了。而 help, H-E-L-P 本来有帮助的意思，在这边是指救命啊， help, help 就是救命啊。 Ate, A-T-E 是 eat 的过去式，吃。 The wolf ate all the sheep.狼把所有的绵羊都吃光光了。 There is a wolf. There is 就是有的意思。男孩说有狼啊， Really, R-E-A-L-L-Y， 真的真的有狼来了。但是没有人要相信他。村民说 There he goes again， 他又来了。 He goes again 就是他又来了，这是很口语化的说法，大小朋友可以学起来哦。Ridiculous 就是太荒谬了，太可笑了。 R-I-D-I-C-U-L-O-U-S Ridiculous. The end. Thank you for listening. 现在咪咪就要从头到尾再用英文把整个故事念一遍，大家可以再复习一次，也可以训练听力哦。 The Boy Who Cried Wolf. Once upon a time, there lived a shepherd boy who took care of the sheep in the village. One day, he got very bored.
Oh, I'm so bored.
He had an idea. He ran over the edge of the hill and started shouting,
Wolf! Wolf! The wolf is chasing the sheep!
The villagers dropped their work and rushed to help the boy.
Where's the wolf?
Ha ha ha! I'm just kidding!
The villagers were cross.
It is naughty to cry wolf if there was no wolf.
They blamed the boy and left. The shepherd boy had so much fun playing the wolf trick. A few days later, he ran over the edge of the hill and started shouting,
Wolf! Wolf! The wolf is chasing the sheep!
He shouted again. The villagers dropped their work and rushed to help the boy.
Where is the wolf?
Ha 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 ha! I tricked you again!
The boy laughed.
Didn't we tell you don't play a trick on us anymore?
The people were even more furious this time when they left. Then one day, a big bad wolf did appear.
Help! Help! There is a wolf! Really, there is a wolf!
There he goes again. That's ridiculous.
This time, no one came to help the shepherd boy. It was at that time the wolf ate all the sheep.
Oh no, my poor sheep,
he cried. That's the end of the story. 各位大小朋友，你们知道吗？因为放羊的孩子这个故事 Cry Wolf 就用来形容发假警报或是虚张声势要愚弄他人的意思。If you cry wolf all the time, people will not believe you. 如果你常常要愚弄他人说狼来了，那么人们就不会再相信你了。Because nobody believes a liar, even when he's telling the truth. 因为没有人会相信一个骗子，即使他说的是实话。
We have to speak the truth with love.
That's correct. 我们要用爱心说诚实话哦。各位大小朋友，欢迎留言或是写信告诉咪咪你的想法。如果你喜欢我的故事屋，别忘了告诉身边爱听故事也想学英文的大小朋友。大家可以在 Facebook、Instagram 上面追踪分享，订阅我们的故事屋内容。也请在 Apple Podcast 上面给我五星好评，并欢迎以实质的行动赞助我做更好的节目哦。咪咪会继续说有趣的故事给大家听哦。See you later.
Goodbye.